Don't miss out. It's all happening at the East Park Mall Piazza in Lusaka from August 28th to the 31st, 2025. Get your daily passes for just 50 kwacha from CompuTicket at any ShopRite store near you. Or contact the National Arts Council of Zambia on 260-0977-995804. Kwimbo National Arts Festival 2025. The arts live here.
Hey, my guy, I'm definitely winning this draft game.
You're talking too soon, bro.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Good friends, great moments, extra quality connections. Eagle Extra brings more than quality taste and ingredients. It brings the game. Now with two crown colors, green and gold, so you can make your draft night extra.
The loser buys the next round.
Well, I guess then you'll be buying the next round.
Eagle Extra. Now that's how you live extra. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Lusambo convicted in proceeds of crime case. The National Biosafety Authority, NBA, underscores the immediate need to counter misinformation and disinformation on bioscience. In international news, hundreds continue to flee central Malian town after jihadist attack. And in sports, Power starts title defense with a win.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has convicted former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo on two counts of processing property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime. The conviction relates to two properties in Chamba Valley, including a four-bedroomed house, a guest wing, and other assets allegedly acquired between 2015 and 2021 in contravention of the forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act No. 19 of 2010. Mr. Lusambo, who is already serving a jail term in another matter, will return to court for sentencing on Friday, 29th August 2025. Rendering judgment this morning, Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chiwili, ruled that Mr. Lusambo is guilty of the offence levelled against him, as the 10 prosecution witnesses provided enough evidence to establish that the said properties were fraudulently acquired. Allegations in the matter were that Mr. Lusambo, between the 1st of May 2015 and December 31st, 2021, corruptly owned a property in Lusaka's Chamba Valley area, comprising a single-storey, four-bedroomed house, a guest wing, and six unfinished flats. Residents in Livingston have expressed different opinions about the 4 years of the United Party for National Development in power. The majority talked to by our staffer in Livingston are of the view that the new Dawn government has not done enough to fulfill its 2021 election promises, especially when it comes to the construction and maintenance of road infrastructure. While some commended the government for doing everything in its power to bring sanity and development to the district. More in the report with our staffer, Maimbo Mwemba.
As the government marks 4 years in office, people in Livingston are questioning whether enough has been done to improve the city. Many residents say progress has been slow, with roads, health facilities and other services still in poor shape. Some have also complained that their Member of Parliament is not visible enough to address these challenges.
We have the very hard-working president. I think the people of this working are in disappointment. Our MP is just nowhere to be seen. When you look at our road infrastructure in Livingstone, it's a disappointment.
The UPND government has done its best, in my view, just like they promised before they came to power, that they would employ a number of people that were unemployed.
First of all, I commend one. President is so working so hard, fighting corruption. Once the president is fighting corruption, meaning development is our neck.
The opposition Patriotic Front, PF, and Tonsi Alliance have joined in the criticism. PF Livingstone constituency chairman Thomas Kavanda said the district still lacks good roads, reliable water supply, and improved health care.
In the 4 years that the UPND has been in power, in Livingstone particularly, there is nothing that we can smile about.
But ruling United Party for National Development, UPND leaders, argue that a lot has been achieved. District Youth Chairperson Gerard Kuyewana pointed to the cash for work programs and the expansion of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He said over 3,000 young people are now studying in colleges and universities with support from CDF bursaries.
From the free of free education, we've delivered it, brings them more jobs, we've delivered. New allowances, we have increased the loans and scholarship, you know, opportunities for poor young Zambians who are underage in business.
And UPND constituency chairperson Christopher Siamwenya also pointed out the construction of new classroom blocks, laboratories, health posts, and police posts built with CDF money. He said these projects show that the MP is working, even if people do not always see him in person.
UPND, after taking office, made a lot of strides to improve the economy of this country, and particularly that of Livingstone. We as Livingstone have seen an unprecedented number of tourists that have come to the town. That in itself shows that the town is not as it has been before.
The debate over Livingstone's development is far from over, with residents demanding faster action while government officials insist they are delivering real change. Maimbo Mwemba in Livingstone.
Presidential Support System Media Director General Frank Wadia has dismissed allegations that the current power deficit is due to continued exportation of electricity to other neighbouring countries. Speaking when he featured on the Power FM breakfast show this morning, Father Wadia emphasised that the power deficit currently being experienced is as a result of the unexpected drought which hit the country last year. The situation, he said, has negatively affected the country's full generation capacity. Father Wadia underscored President Hakainde Hichilema's power diversification agenda, reiterating that the country needs sustainable energy mix. He acknowledges that it is understandable for Zambians to be unhappy with the current situation of power shortages. However, he has assured the nation that the government is doing its best to resolve the situation.
We have made it very clear. The experts have repeated the same things. In fact, we are the ones repeating what the experts have told us, that the current situation we are in of power deficit is not because 90% of the cake, 90% of the millimeter is given to the neighbor and only 1% is left for the household. That is not the situation. And that is the worry of many Zambians. So when we answer to, we respond to this question, we end at that. It is not true. It's because of the unprecedented drought that we experienced in this country, which has created a situation where we are not anywhere near full capacity in terms of power generation at Kafue, at Kariba, at Vicforce, and other places where we generate power. That's the problem that we have. What should Zambia do? What Zambia should do is what President Hakainde Hichilema has been doing and the new Dawn government. More energy diversification. Solar energy, 1,000 coming. Also to build capacity in terms of importing power from other countries.
In another development, the National Biosafety Authority, NBA, has underscored the immediate need to counter misinformation and disinformation on bioscience. Speaking ahead of the Africa Biosciences Communication Symposium, ABBC 2025, slated for Lusaka, NBA Chief Executive Officer Laxon Tonga